Training camp is upon us, folks. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday edition of Locked On Lions. Lions are back in Allen Park.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on this a Tuesday, July 26th and a Wednesday, July 27th. Welcome in, everybody. It's reporting day for the Lions. Full squad, the 90 guys reporting to Allen Park today. First practice tomorrow and first practice open to the public coming up on Saturday in Allen Park. Training camp is here. Can you believe this? There will be football games coming up in August and the preseason, and here we go. Detroit Lions football officially getting started tomorrow with training camp opening up. Coming up on the show today. Well, first of all, thank you for making us your first listen each and every day here on Locked On Lions and for joining us here on a Tuesday. Again, Matt Derry with you. Jared Goff in the news. We want to talk about quarterback tiers and quarterback rankings. The Athletic's Mike Sando put that out. He does this each and every year. And I think you'll be a little bit surprised at where Sando has Jared Goff, but we'll talk about that. And he's quoting GMs, coaches, defensive coordinators, unnamed from around the league in these rankings. We'll get into that coming up momentarily. Also, USA Today's Nate Davis, also kind of a yearly tradition, does his records for each team and predictions in terms of records and division. And yes, Nate Davis has the Lions finishing second. How many wins? We'll tell you. Coming up on the show today as well. Also, shout out to one of our listeners, LJ Larman, who alerted me of an alarming clip. No pun intended, Larman and alarming, but an alarming clip from one of our compadres here on the Lockdown Network. We're going to play that for you coming up momentarily as well on the program. Thanks for checking us out wherever you do so on all platforms, including YouTube. Please subscribe to the Locked On Lions YouTube channel and check us out there. Thanks for listening. Wherever you get your podcasts and finding us on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter. And also check out the Matt Derry Facebook fan page where you can comment on whatever we talk about today. And whatever we talk about today, hey, Lynn Henning, if you want to steal it and make it your own, you do that. You do that, big fella. All right, so let's start with this. Everybody's high on the Lions. Everybody's talking about the Lions very glowingly, and it's almost a little bit scary to some of the diehards, like, oh my gosh, people love this football team. People can't wait for Hard Knocks. People are calling them unsung. People are calling them sleepers. People betting on them to win the division, for Dan Campbell to win Coach of the Year, all of these things. And sometimes when expectations and the bar gets risen, that's when the Lions fall on their face, or even some Detroit sports teams do that. Namely, look at the baseball team this year in town. But let me get to this. This team is not going to do anything good this year and not take those steps forward unless their quarterback performs, right? When the Rams went to the Super Bowl last year and won it, a big reason, of course, is Aaron Donald and their defense, but Matthew Stafford played really well. And Matthew Stafford won a championship, and we went through that Detroit Rams thing last year and all these things. But the bottom line was the quarterback elevated his game when need be, and the Rams rode him to a championship. On the other side, Joe Burrow played so well, especially in the clutch in the playoffs and all those tight games for the Bengals. And a team like that elevated itself. Patrick Mahomes has led the Chiefs, seems like every year, to the championship game in the AFC. Josh Allen has taken the Bills to another stratosphere. Devontae Adams leaves the Packers to go to the Raiders and then keeps talking about so glowingly about Derek Carr. All right, you got to have a quarterback in this league. You got to have a pretty good one. All right, this league is no longer about, well, Trent Dilfer's playing and he's got a great Ravens defense, or Jim McMahon's playing in 85 and he's got a great Bears defense. You got to have a QB in this league. All right, ask the Cleveland Browns last year. Their quarterback played well 2 years ago. They go to the playoffs. They win 11 games. They win a playoff game. Baker Mayfield played well. Last year, Baker sucked, and the Browns sucked. All right? When the Colts were riding high is when they had Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. When the Colts were no good, it's It's because Phillip Rivers cost them, or Carson Wentz last year was brutal at the end of the year and they don't make the playoffs, regardless of how good the defense is with Darius Leonard, who, by the way, wants to be called Shaquille now. Buckner, Jonathan Taylor running the football, doesn't matter. Carson Wentz blew, and now they've gone to Matt Ryan, their fourth quarterback in 4 years, or whatever it is in Indy. You got to have a cue, as our buddy Rob Rubick would say. With that being said, TheAthletic.com's Mike Sando put out his quarterback tiers and his rankings for all the starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And the tiers go like this. He's got tier one quarterbacks who are considered carrying their team every week, win because of him, expertly handles pure passing situation, and he has no real holes in his game. So the tier one quarterbacks are guys like Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, and that's it. Those are the tier one guys. Tier two guys, quarterbacks that can carry their team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations and doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier three, has a hole or two in his game. Those players, Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, Kyler Murray, Matt Ryan, those are tier two. Tier three definition from Sando. A quarterback that is a legitimate starter but needs a heavier running game and or defensive complement to win or component to win. A lower volume drop back passing offense suits him best. At the top of the tier threes, Kirk Cousins of Minnesota, followed by Jimmy Garoppolo, Ryan Tannehill of Tennessee, Mac Jones at 18, Baker Mayfield comes in next with Carolina at 19, then at number 20, Jalen Hurts, tied at number 20 with Carson Wentz of the Washington football Commanders. Then at number 22 in the Tier 3 department, it's our very own Jared Goff. Here's what Sando writes, quote, Goff was selected first and Wentz second in the 2016 draft. The order is reversed in quarterback tiers this year with Wentz one slot ahead of Goff and both players holding on. I think it's more of Goff's ability not to lose the game than to win the game that makes him a tier three, one NFL quarterbacks coach said. He is still among the top 32 starters. He gives Detroit a chance to win, even though he just checks the ball down and allows the defense to do what they do with Aaron Glenn and company. A defensive coach had trouble shaking from his mind how the Lions played last year in their tie with Pittsburgh last season. Quote, from this defensive coach in the NFL to The Athletic, quote, it was third and eight, and they were running the ball, this coach said. That was so bad. Now it helped them get a tie. Pittsburgh turned it over twice in overtime on Detroit's side of the ball. You can say what you want, but they did not trust that guy because he was not very good, end quote. Goff peaked in tier two after reaching a Super Bowl. The Rams, his stock has fallen every year since. Quote, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt with a three, because he's been to a Super Bowl, but he needs the heavy run game and defense, a head coach said. Trevor Lawrence is also, by the way, in Tier 3, along with Jameis Winston, and then Tier 4 guys. Amongst those guys are Justin Fields of the Bears, etc. Let me say this in Goff's defense about the Pittsburgh game. Goff was playing with a very damaged arm in that game, if you recall, and then had to miss the next week against the Browns. When Tim Boyle took over, I think he missed a couple of games to Jared Goff, but played through the injury against Pittsburgh. But you've got head coaches, coaches, general managers all saying the same thing. Jared Goff is good enough to win you some games, but he needs a run game. He needs a defense to complement him. Let's dive a little bit more into that coming up next, which we will do. But I want to tell you first about our friends at Dave. Hey, look, if you're living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to make ends meet, it can really be stressful when unexpected expenses come up. Now Dave can help you get out of a pinch when you really need it. What is Dave? Well, they are a banking app that can get you up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or even catch up on some bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. No interest, no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch, need some extra help? Download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's DAVE. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC. Future you will thank you. All right, so Jared Goff is placed as the number 22 ranked quarterback by Mike Sando and the folks at theathletic.com. They talk to head coaches, general managers, defensive coaches, quarterbacks, coaches, and offensive coordinators to get all their information. Number one, if at the end of this season Jared Goff is below Carson Wentz, then we're going to have a problem. Carson Wentz isn't good. All right, now, is Jared Goff that great? No, he's not. He's not. But Jared Goff needs to have a better season. Jared Goff is being given an opportunity this year. He's been given the keys to the kingdom. And after last season, where the kingdom was basically a cardboard box to live in, now he's got himself a palace. He's got himself the offensive coordinator that he wanted in Ben Johnson. He's got the head coach calling the plays, which is what he wanted at the end of the season. And it worked en route to a 3-3 record and improved play from the quarterback. He's going to have a stocked running back room. He's going to have a very good offensive line in front of him with healthy bodies like Frank Ragnow and Jonah Jackson, who have both been to a Pro Bowl. Penei Sewell, Decker, Vitae's pretty good. Good depth with Evan Brown. They've got what they need up front. And they just added a wide receiver in Jamison Williams that I think is going to be a stud. Then you add a DJ Chark to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown, Josh Reynolds, possibly a healthy Quintez Cephas. Trinity Benson's blowing up. I'm kidding. Watch out for Khalil Pimpleton, Moneyball Sportswear. But think about this. Jared Goff's been TJ Hockenson in the tight end room should be better. Last year at the end of the year, it was Brock Wright. So Goff has to perform. There's no excuses. And Ben Johnson has said, we're going to institute some things that Goff did well in Los Angeles with the Rams. They're going back years to try to pluck stuff from the Sean McVay attack and, you know, cookbook to get Jared going. Third-tier quarterback, sure. Put in the same tier with guys like Kirk Cousins and Ryan Tannehill, absolutely. I'm not going to tell you that I expect him to move up to that second tier and be up there with the Staffords this year. I don't. But if he's not better than Carson Wentz and he's not throwing the football better than Jalen Hurts, then that's an issue. Jalen Hurts can run. Jalen Hurts is decent. But Jared Goff needs to get back to the form, certainly, that he was in Los Angeles. I'm not saying that he's got to take the Lions to the Super Bowl, but having them in a little bit of contention, playing some meaningful games here in December and January, improvement. As the quarterback's coach or defensive coach was quoted in that article, yeah, 3rd and 8, and we're seeing Goff fumble the football, or Goff throw a 5-yard out and get off the field for Jack Fox, it's not going to work. No one's asking for a Super Bowl, but we are asking for the end-of-the-year Goff that we saw and for more pitch and catch down the field. I think that ranking is fair. I just think it should be more like number 20. I'm not huge on Hurts, and I'm not big on Carson Wentz either. If I go back again, who else did we mention was above Goff, just so I'm not losing my mind here? Wentz, Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Mac Jones. Mac Jones is pretty good. Ryan Tannehill, I think Goff could be better than. Ryan Tannehill wins a lot of games, though, but he also has Derrick Henry and hits some pretty good receivers down there. A.J. Brown's gone. And Julio Jones today just signed with Tampa Bay. Man, the Bucs love to sign those old receivers, don't they? All right, coming up next, Nate Davis of USA Today. How many wins for the Lions? And also, Travis Rogers rips the Lions on Locked On Rams. We'll do that coming up next. All right, folks, we love this every year. USA Today's Nate Davis does his 2022 predictions. And his official prediction for your Detroit Lions is 8-9, tied with the Vikings for second place in the division. He has Green Bay winning 12 games, going 12-5. The Lions 8-9, the Vikings 8-9, and the Bears at 4-13. Davis writes, quote, they played 500 football over the final 6 weeks of last season after going winless during the first 11 games. The culture seems to be established even if a building, talent quotient probably still isn't quite ready to challenge for a wild card. So there you go. 8 wins for the Lions, according to Nate Davis. Now, if they were to finish 8-9 and end up tied with the Vikings, and I don't see 8 wins. I see maybe 7, 6 they got to get with this schedule. It's funny. Sando and The Athletic rank Baker Mayfield ahead of Jared Goff, yet they've got the Lions winning 8 games and Carolina winning like 4 or 5. So it's kind of funny to me. The Lions schedule is a lot softer this year. It is. Last year was tough. NFC West, AFC North was brutal. Having to play Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Baltimore, who they almost beat, Cleveland, the Niners, the Rams, which you knew they weren't going to win, Arizona, which was their great game, and of course Seattle was their stinker. This year, getting the AFC East and getting the NFC East, I think, is a break. The Giants are going to be bad. You know, there's going to be, the Jets are going to be bad. I don't trust Miami, never have. So, I think the Lions are going to be in decent shape. I do. And I think they could beat Washington in week 2. I think Philly's going to be difficult early. But the team's confident right now. They're into their coach. They're into the situation. Question is, will the talent rise up and play at a high level? That's the hope. That's what you have to hope for. So that is Nate Davis discussing the prediction of 8 wins. People are high on this football team. I'm not going that far yet, and I got to watch the preseason and a little bit of training camp before I start predicting 8 wins. So, yes, improvement, absolutely. Are they going from 3 to 8? I don't know. I'm not ready to go there yet. And if Goff gets hurt or something happens to him, forget it. I think that that'll be big trouble. All right, last thing I want to do here is play you this audio. This is from Travis Rogers, the host of Locked On Rams. Now, look, you host Locked On Rams, you're gloating. You're pumping your chest. You're dancing. You're lathering in that McVay butter. You're spreading on the Stafford spread. You're into it. I get that. Travis Rogers was talking about Josh Rosen, who, of course, is an L.A. guy who played at UCLA. And he was having a discussion in regards to Rosen and getting the opportunity to, oh my goodness, I just lost the audio. Oh, come on. I had the audio locked up, locked in, and now I lost it. This is the beauty of recording this podcast and doing this and then completely losing what I wanted to play for you. And I'm trying to cue this back up. Oh, there we go. All right, I'm trying to get this done for you. Give me a second, everybody. I'm going to get this queued up for you while I talk. See, this is the beauty of this podcast and being on video, is that sometimes you mess up. But Travis Rogers sort of trashed Dan Campbell and Jared Goff. And I want to play this audio, but I've got to cue it back up, which is kind of annoying. So just hang with me for a second here. All right, here is Travis Rogers talking about Josh Rosen and what would be a good fit for him, right? Because he just signed with the Cleveland Browns. And what coach could kind of get him going? Because Rosen's been a complete bust in the NFL. Take a listen to this.
He's gone. You know, the second he comes in the building, you're just, oh my gosh, this guy, are you kidding me? The knock on him coming out of UCLA was not that he couldn't play football. It's that he was a know-it-all. was that he didn't want to listen to anybody, that he thought he was the smartest guy in the room, that he wasn't a good teammate. And all those things that you hear about guys coming out of the draft, you know, sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. With Josh Rosen, it looks like they were right. You know, the classic guy that's just uncoded. I can't teach this guy anything because he thinks he knows everything already. He's a bust. By any measure possible, it's been a failure for him in the NFL. The Browns have signed him to a one-year deal to back up Deshaun Watson, and we'll maybe play, right? We'll see what happens with Deshaun Watson when the league gets done doing whatever it is the league does with these particular sorts of cases. Let me ask you a question. Does Josh Rosen not seem like a guy that Sean McVay could fix? Does Josh Rosen not seem like a guy that would listen to somebody like Sean McVay? Look, I don't want to say most. Many of these, we're going to go into, like, for instance, Dan Campbell. I'll use him as an example because I think he's the apex of what I'm about to talk about. We're going to go, we're going to bite kneecaps, and we're going to go over here, and we're going to, A guy like Josh Rosen is not going to respond to that. He's not, okay? He's going to look at that and go, oh, boy, look at this. You know, okay, man. Sean McVay is smarter than Josh Rosen. I think Josh Rosen would know that Sean McVay is smarter than he is. Sean McVay has a track record of, look, my ish works. It works. I made Jared Goff into a Super Bowl quarterback. I got a real quarterback, and I went 1-for-1.
You are locked on.
Sorry about that. Wow. There you go. Travis Rogers, host of the Locked On Rams podcast. Sean McVay made Jared Goff, made him what he is. Then Sean McVay got a real quarterback in Matthew Stafford and went to the Super Bowl and won it. He's not wrong about that. Saying Stafford's a real quarterback, and it was such an upgrade. Stafford got on a great run last year, but that's a little dig off. But doing the imitation of Dan Campbell and saying one of these coaches is going to talk about biting kneecaps and how Sean McVay is this prim and proper guy that wears the cool outfits and has the hot wife and, you know, he's the genius and Campbell's just some meathead. That's where this year guys like Travis Rogers can get shut up if Dan Campbell can show that he's not all meathead and that he can outsmart the coach on the other side. But to say, well, Josh Rosen can't improve and find a team to help him unless it's a quarterback, unless it's a coach like McVay that's so cerebral, I just think is, I think that's weak. And it's a label that's on Dan Campbell right now. You just heard it there from Travis Rogers, who hosts Locked On Rams. All right, that'll do it for us. Installment, a Tuesday edition. Tomorrow, we're going to recap what happens in day one of training camp, who is there, who is not. Who's hurt, who's not. Matt Derry with you. Thanks for making us your first listen on Locked On Lions.